Yes, Cass?
Well, I just decided not to go out with soldiers anymore.
Oh, how come? I thought you wanted to marry a fighting man.
No, I want one that gives up easy. Yep.
We bring you a gay, refreshing series of programs presenting the best of Hollywood's new young stars. Tonight, the cast includes Paramount's bright new comedian, Cass Daly, our regulars Carlos Ramirez, yours truly Harlow Wilcox, the Williams Brothers Quartet, Carmen Dragon and his orchestra, and our special guests, Diana Lynn and Wally Brown and Alan Carney. And to introduce our stars, this being election year, we bring you the toast of the San Fernando Valley, the people's choice. The man who stands a good chance of becoming president of Date Pickers Local 603, Charlie Ruggles.
Thank you. Thank you very much there. Thank you. Date Pickers 603, that's fine. You know, Harley, you remind me of those chickens out at my ranch.
I do?
Yeah, you lay the darndest eggs, you know.
Charlie, what else do you raise on your farm?
Oh, I raise sheep and rabbits and cows.
Cows?
Yeah, you know what a cow is. That's a bull with a turret gunner, you know.
I see.
Maybe I shouldn't have uttered that one, however. Well,
well Charlie, tell me, do those chicken hawks ever bother your birds?
No, not at all, Harlow. But I'll tell you something. I have a lot of trouble with vultures. Yeah. Oh, my mama. Why, just yesterday I was feeding the pigeons when a huge vulture swooped down on me. Flapping its great wings, it flew back its long cadaverous head, opened its long hooked beak, and squawked.
Hi, Charlie!
Why, Cass Daly! Well, Cass, you look all excited. What's passing, Cass? And where have you been?
Oh, Charlie, I've been over to the Hollywood Canteen.
Yeah?
Gee, I met the cutest soldier.
Mm.
He said just looking at me was like getting a letter from home.
Oh, I see. You reminded him of his mother?
No, the mailman.
Well, of course, he carries his pouch and bag, doesn't he? Well.
Charlie, nothing you can say can get me down anymore.
Yeah, all right.
You see, I just came from one of those psychoanalysis.
No, you didn't.
Yeah. And you know what the doctor said?
What?
He said I was a maladjusted neurotic. With an integrated inferiority complex coupled with moronic tendencies. Do you think so?
Well, that's rather hard to say.
Darn right it is.
Yeah, would you like to say it again?
No, all right. Thank you.
Well, you know, I know a little about psychoanalysis.
You do?
Yes. Now, I'll tell you what. Now, straighten up, because I'm going to work on you. Now, tell me, Cass, do you have a peculiar psychoneurotic fixation?
Oh, no. Mine looks just like anyone else's. Yeah.
No. I mean, did the doctor explore your subconscious?
Did he what?
I say, did he delve into the intricacies of your past?
Oh, no, he didn't touch on that. No. But he did say one is apt to dream about what one thinks about during one's day.
Oh, well, he's right there. He's right there. Uh-huh. Because, you know, all day yesterday, I thought about Betty Grable.
Oh, yeah? Well, what did you dream about?
Harry James.
Well, you know, the doctor says my whole trouble can be traced to my home life.
He did?
Yeah, you know, we lived in a 5-room house and we had 15 kids in our family.
Oh, mass production, wasn't it? Well, yes. Did you sleep in a bedroom?
No, but the next thing to it.
Yeah, you don't mean you slept in the...
No, I slept in the soap dish.
The soap dish?
Yeah, the roller towel was too crowded. I said it, not glad!
So you had an unhappy home life, huh?
I sure did, Charlie. Boy, was I browbeaten.
Yeah, you look more like the brow after he was beaten.
Charlie, I love you.
Yeah,
brother.
I love you, too.
I love you, too.
I do, I love you. Yes, I do. Blue bow and all.
Ah, shit, ass.
Well, tell me, Cass, what else did the doctor say?
Well, he told me to get a whole new outlook on life.
An outlook.
Go out dancing in nightclubs. So, last night I got my boyfriend Clarence to take me to the Macombo.
Uh-huh. Well, how did you and Clarence make out?
I'll say. Yes, sir. Well. We sat way in back where no one could see us.
Yeah, he was a smart boy, wasn't he?
Yes, sirree. And right off, Charlie, I ordered him 6 champagne cocktails.
6? My good. Did he know what he was doing?
No, but I sure did. Yeah.
Well, tell me, Cassie. Did he finally get up the courage enough to kiss you?
He sure did. We necked.
No.
Yeah, boy, what a kisser. After we got through, I didn't even have enough pucker left to whistle for the waiter.
What happened then? Did you and Clarence dance?
Yeah. But you know, I had a little trouble with the Congo, though.
Why?
Yeah, well, Clarence told me to wait until a line formed, then get on the end and follow it.
Uh-huh.
So I did. Boy, was it embarrassing.
Why, what happened?
Well, I wound up in the washroom.
Well, what happened to your romance with Carlos Ramirez?
Oh, Carlos, gosh, he's so shy, he never asks me out.
Is that so?
Yes, I never met anyone like him, I tell you.
Oh, Miss Daly, there you are.
Oh, Carlos, there you are.
Miss Daly, I have been looking all over for you.
Yeah? Well, you found me. What are you waiting for? Come on!
If you folks need me, I'll be in the kitchen rinsing out some paper napkins.
Miss Daly. Miss Daly.
Yes, Carlos.
And there's something I'd like to ask you.
Oh, well, go ahead.
Well, in America, when a boy wants something from a girl, does he just ask her?
Yeah, of course. But what are you getting at?
Well, That is, would you... I mean, do you...
Oh, now, Carlos, come on, stop beating around the bush. Ask me!
Okay, Miss Daly. Do you have two nickels for a dime?
That's all, brother.
As he does in the new MGM picture, Anchors Away, Carlos Ramirez brings us Rudolph Frimmel's ever-popular Donkey Serenade.
There is a song in the air, but the fair señorita doesn't seem to care for the song in the air. So I'll sing to the mule. If you're sure she won't think that I am just a fool, serenading a mule. Amigo mio, does she not have a dainty bray? She listens carefully to each tune you play. Si, si, mi muchachito, she loves to sing it too, before she knew the way. Arraya, she may. You're the one for me. Amigo mio, is she listening to my song? Si, si, la señorita. La bella señorita, she's the one for me.
My baby. Mutiny is positively not our baby. Cause the way you're acting lately makes a doubt. Mutiny is definitely not our baby. Yes, it seems a flame in our hearts has gone out.
Well, a woman is a creature that has always been strange.
But just one look at you, we know we want to make a change.
Well, if I change, will I be your baby?
Yes, yes, yes.
And promise you won't find somebody new.
No, 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 no.
Oh, we do, we.
Yes, we is.
You sure you is?
Sure we is.
Come on, cross your heart.
Hope to die.
We come now to a young lady who was our guest on the first show of this summer series, Miss Diana Lena. She's a fine comedian and an accomplished pianist. I know you saw her in Paramount's And the Angels Sing, and she will soon be seen in Our Hearts Were Young and Gay. Nice to have you with us again, Diana.
Thank you, Mr. Ruggles.
Cass, look who's here. Look who's here, Cass, your old pal Diana Lynn.
I don't think I've had the pleasure.
Oh, now, wait a minute. You know Diana. She was in And the Angels Sing. She was one of the angels.
Oh, yes. I notice your wings.
Well, I don't have any wings.
You don't?
Well, no.
Oh, well, then tell me, dear. Do you always wear your ears that way?
How do you do?
You know, Cass, some of the girls over at Paramount were telling me about you. I understand you're very popular with sailors.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Is it true that the crew of the Marinette voted you Miss Scuttlebutt of 1865?
Oh, Miss Scuttlebutt. Oh, Scuttlebutt. Oh, that's funny. Oh, that scuttle kills me. Cass, I'll bet you can't answer that one.
Not and stay on the air, I can't.
Tell me, now, Cass, please, we'll have none of that now.
Okay.
Diana, did you have any other hobbies besides your music?
Well, yes, you see, I sort of raise Angora cats.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
It's really quite interesting. Well, I know practically everything about a cat.
Yeah? Well, it takes one to know one, doesn't it?
Now, please, Diana. Diana, please don't continue on with this. This will only lead to bloodshed, Diana. Now, please don't do it. The janitor just cleaned this place here today. Now, suppose you go ahead and play, huh?
Oh, Diana, are you going to play the piano tonight?
Why, yes.
Well, you know, I used to play, too, but shucks, I'm not much good. I bet I couldn't even draw flies.
Oh, on the contrary, Cass, I'm sure you could.
Oh, Charlie, let me out!
Now, Cass, now stop. Now, you stop it. Now, you behave yourself. Put that sound man down now, Cass. Diana, you'd better play while you're healthy, will you?
Tonight, Diana Lynn and Carmen Dragon take a popular tune of the day, It Could Happen to You, and give it the full classical concerto treatment. Miss Diana Lynn. Thank you.
thank you, Diana and Carmen, for a great treat. Our next guests tonight are two boys who are rapidly making a name for themselves here in Hollywood, Wally Brown and Alan Carney. As a team, they starred in RKO's Rookies in Burma and 7 Days Ashore. And from all reports, really go to town in their latest, The Girl Rush. A couple of weeks ago, Wally Brown paid us a visit. We liked him so much, we invited him to drop in again and bring his partner. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the screen's new laugh team, Wally Brown and Alan Carney. Yes.
Well, thanks, and thank you, Charlie. Say, this is my partner, Alan Carney.
Well, hello, Alan. How are you? He doesn't say much, does he?
No, it's rather a very unfortunate case. You see, he didn't talk until he was 20 years of age.
Oh, what happened then?
He took his foot out of his mouth. It was on the... Look, Alan, don't just stand there like that. Take your finger out of your mouth.
What, and lose all my jelly beans?
Now, look, stupid, haven't you forgotten something?
Me? No, I got my pants, my shoes, my coat, my shirt, my tie. Oh!
Wait a minute, now, what's wrong? What's wrong?
My head! Where's my head?
Right there.
Oh...
Look, Connie, say hello to Mr. Ruggles.
Hello to Mr. Ruggles.
Yeah.
My. He's sort of S-T-U-P-I-D, isn't he?
Yeah. He's a little on the D-O-P-E-Y side.
I see. Was he B-O-R-N that way?
No, I think he was D-R-O-O-P-E-D.
Yeah, and I go out with girls, too.
Say, Charlie, men. You are men, aren't you?
Yeah. We ain't the Summer Sisters.
Yes, this is Brown and Carney. They're a team.
Yeah? I've seen better teams pulling brewery trucks.
Now, wait a minute. Look, I'm Wally Brown, and this is my partner, Alan Carney.
Ah, chunky little devil, ain't he?
Oh, I ain't so fat. Of course, I do have a bay window.
I know, but do you always hang your laundry out of it?
Oh, that's my shirt tail. Oh.
Well, pull it in, you dope. Mm.
Oh, ow.
Tell me, Wally, have you boys been partners long?
Oh, sure. That's how we got together. We used to run a used car business.
You did, eh? Well, where was this used car lot of yours?
We had a little place in Glendale. I'll never forget the day we opened. Connie, come here. What are you doing?
Trying to put the top down on this car. What'd you hit me for?
That's a station wagon.
You know, boss, that Ford that we just got in, I think there's something wrong with the transfusion.
You mean transformation. No. A transfusion is something a girl wears in her hair.
Yeah? Then what's a transmission?
Well, that's something you get down at the blood bank.
Oh. I thought that was a transfer.
No, a transfer is a big ship.
Oh. Then what's a transport?
That's something you get on a trolley. No, that's a transom. No, that's a, where were we?
I don't know. I got off of Santa Monica.
Oh, I see. I was really mixed up there. Couldn't find it. I don't know why I talk to you. You know, I'm a successful businessman. I got all kinds of friends. I'm an elk, you know. I got a tooth. I mean, he's got... people like me. I got letters. I get letters every day. People write to me. The other day, I got a letter from the president. 1A.
Oh. Wonderful. Well, if you know so much, what makes a car run?
Oh, that's silly. What makes a car run? Look, do you know how cars are made?
No.
First, you go to Detroit, see?
Yeah.
Then they got a big assembly line.
Uh-huh.
Way down the end. People stand there. They stand in line for miles.
Oh, just like going to the movies, huh?
Yeah. No. Each one has a job. One guy sticks on the fenders, and girl underneath there, she puts on the
muffler.
Yeah, if it's cold. Oh. Then there's the... Then there's the assembly line. They have a big crane. It's way up in there. They grab it, pulls it up, and then it comes down. They have to reach it out. There's a guy down there. He reaches around. He grabs it.
Very complicated, isn't it?
Oh, it's very what?
Very complicated.
Wait a minute, Alan. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Why, sure.
Why don't you explain it to me?
Well, why don't you pay attention?
Oh, I see. You know, that's what I like about you, Connie. You have a good brain on your shoulders.
I have? Oh, yes. Gee, thanks a lot.
You ought to have it put in your head.
You don't like me, huh?
Oh, certainly. Wait a minute. Here comes a customer. Now, look, let me do the talking. Don't open your mouth.
Don't open my mouth. I should say not. Lose my jelly beans?
Well. Ah, greetings, madam. I'm Happy Dan, the used car man.
You look more like Gruesome Thatcher, the body snatcher.
Now, look, lady, what's that stuff coming out of your exhaust pipe?
What does it smell like?
Butter.
What?
Butter.
Well, what do you know? Been using the wrong coupons again.
You know, if you're in the market for a used car, now, here's a little model I know you like. It belonged to an old maid in Pasadena, and has only been driven 500 miles.
Yeah, well, why did she turn it in?
Well, the windshield bothered her.
Well, was it too wide?
No, she kept going through it.
Yes, certainly. Wait a minute. Now, look, why don't you take the car out for a spin? Can you drive?
Oh, a little.
Well, how are you on parking?
That's the best thing to do.
Well, okay, get in. Take a trial spin.
Oh, no, no. I don't think I want this car. It's nothing but a broken down wreck.
Look who's talking.
What?
Hey, now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Now, wait a minute. Just a minute, lady. You can't talk to my partner that way.
Yeah. What's going to stop me, and who's going to stop me?
Now, lady, look, don't get tough. I'm liable to let you have it.
That a boy, Wally. That's telling me.
Now, look, goon.
Now, goon. Now, listen, I never hit a woman, but you're asking for it.
Yeah,
what? Well, don't just stand there. Someone pick me up.
That a boy, Wally. That's telling her all.
Shut up!
Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer production Bathing Beauty, Carlos Ramirez brings us the lovely South American love song, Te Quiero Dijiste, Magic in the Moonlight.
Te quiero, dijiste, tomando mis manos entre tus manitas. Blanco marfil y sentí en mi pecho un fuerte latido de esfuerzo y luego el chasquido de un beso linda de cabellos de oro, de dientes de perlas, labios de rubí. Dime si me quieres como yo te adoro, si de mí te acuerdas como yo de ti. Y a veces escucho tu despedida envuelto en la brisa, como entonces, siempre hasta morir. Me das a mí calor, ardor,
the Armed Forces Radio Service.